Good morning, everyone. It's the 3rd of August. It's Saturday morning. And a particular song on my mind. Psalm 147. Psalm 147. 147:3 says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Have you ever had a broken heart? Have you ever felt like you were wounded beyond healing? Well, this is a great promise that by the psalmist, that he healeth the brokenhearted and bindeth up their wounds. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is a pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. Have you ever felt like you were the outcast of Israel? I know I have. Yes, I have. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Can you imagine all the stars having a name? And God's the one that named them. Isn't that amazing? Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. God is the King. He has all power in heaven and earth. And here in verse 5 it says his understanding is infinite. That means that he has all knowledge. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Have you ever met someone that has the idea that they're God, that they're infinite, that they have all wisdom and power? I met some people like that in my life. Usually it's highly educated people. Their education is their God. Their intelligence is their God. But here it says, the Lord lifteth up the meek, and he causes the wicked, casteth the wicked down to the ground. One of these days, all these people that think they're so high and mighty, and they have so much intelligence, and they have so much power and money, and everything else, one of these days they're going to be cast down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heavens with clouds, and prepareth the rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. Have you ever been out driving in your car and you look up and you see these beautiful clouds accented by the blue sky? God's the one that covers the heavens with clouds. He's the one who prepares rain for the earth and he maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and the young ravens which cry. God takes care of his creation, does he not? He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. Just because a man can be in the Olympics and is a fast runner and works best at the shop put or is a mighty strong man and can do the greatest long jump or high jump or pole vault, whatever. God doesn't take pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and that in them that hope in his mercy. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand, including education, power and fame and money and prestige and titles, doctor. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed the children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth the wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. Notice, he doesn't show his word unto everyone without exception. He shows his word unto Jacob, and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel, to his people. He hath not dealt so with any nation. As for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Well, we look around us and we wonder why people don't seem to have a fear of God. There's your answer. They have not known them. He has shown them to us, though, hasn't he? Well, I'm glad this morning that he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. And let us never forget that he is the Alpha, he is the Omega. He is still in control. He still has the whole world in his hand, even though it seems like sometimes those that are wicked are in control and in power. Christ is still on the throne, and he still remembers his own. God bless.